The following audio is from Foundation Life Bible Church. More information about Foundation Life is available at www.foundationlbc.com.
This mini lesson is one of a series, walking through what the Bible teaches about eldership and its importance in the church. As you consider these sessions, please pray with us and ask the Lord to guide our church in finding and calling elders. Thank you.
All right, everybody. Can everybody hear me okay?
Yes.
All right. I'm using newfangled technology here.
Woo!
A little hot. Nice. All right. Turn to 1 Timothy 5 for me, if you have your Bibles. And while we're getting there, I will remind you this is the last in our mini lessons about elders. So those of you that have been diligently waiting for the end, this is the end. So over the past year, we've been talking about what does the Bible say about eldership? What does it say about the leadership of the church? Noah, you need to turn me down just a hair, please. Thank you. All right. And as we've been doing that, and as the leadership team has been working through that, it's become very evident to us that the scriptures really only describe one office. It's pastor and elder combined. The terms elder, overseer, bishop, they're all used kind of interchangeably in the scripture, and it's one office. So as we've been doing that, as Chris mentioned last lesson, we've come to the conclusion that for Foundation Life Bible Church, that office will be called pastor elder because of the flex between both of those focuses of being in one office. So let's read what the Lord has to say about selecting these men. So 1 Timothy chapter 5. Verses 19 through 25, where we'll look at today. Do not entertain an accusation against an elder unless it is brought by two or three witnesses. Those who sin are to be rebuked publicly so that others may take warning. I charge you in the sight of God and Christ Jesus and the elect angels to keep these instructions without partiality and to do nothing out of favoritism. Do not be hasty in the laying on of hands, and do not share in the sins of others. Keep yourself pure. Stop drinking only water, and use a little wine because of your stomach and your frequent illnesses. The sins of some men are obvious, reaching the place of judgment ahead of them, and sins of others trail behind them. In the same way, good deeds are obvious, and even those that are not cannot be hidden. So, this is, again, the last one here, but as we see, there is a direct instruction from Paul as he's instructing Timothy on how to select elders, not to be hasty. So I know some of you may have said, man, we've been going through this elder stuff for a long time. I get it. But we as a leadership team have felt very sure that we should not rush this process. But we've been pretty deliberate about taking the time to walk through what are the qualifications, what does that role look like, how does it work in the church, and we feel that it's really important that we as a congregation, not just as a leadership team, understand that. So it's why we've been taking so long. Appreciate your patience with it, but we're there. Also, as we see in the scripture, accusations against elders are a serious thing. They shouldn't be taken seriously without at least a couple of witnesses. But when an elder does sin, pastor elder does sin, that sin is then brought up and they are publicly rebuked before the church. The leadership of the church is stewarding the church on behalf of Christ. And when they fail, that failure needs to be accounted for and repented for publicly. This part of scripture, if we look at it, and if I try to summarize it in one sentence, and I'm stealing this because Chris wrote it, he did it well, basically says, Timothy, elders who lead well should be paid, elders who sin should be corrected, and this is why you shouldn't rush when you choose elders. So, last mini lesson, we've covered the responsibility, we've covered what the qualifications are, we now enter the selection phase. So, I have handouts, like any good teacher. So take one, pass it back if you would. And I'm not going to walk in front of the speaker because then Sam would have to laugh at me. And that would be bad. So what we're passing around is a handout that describes the timeline of the selection process. And so it really begins today. So as of today, if there's any men in here who've been listening as we've been going through the qualifications, as we've been looking at what the role is, and you've felt that this is a role that you desire to be a part of the leadership of this church and that you meet the qualifications that we've been going through, now is the beginning of that window to come talk to the leadership team and say, you know, hey, this has really been weighing on my heart. I've been praying about it. I want to put my name forward to be a candidate for pastor eldership here at Foundation Life. And apologies, did those handouts get all the way back? They're close. Close. Okay. So next, after today, on November 18th, a couple weeks from now, after Sunday service, there'll be an information session about an hour long, where we will walk through kind of a summary, as near as we can, of the elder mini lessons and what are the responsibilities, what are the qualifications, and really what does that look like as we play it out in the life of Foundation Life Bible Church, as well as walking through this process. So December 2nd, deadline to become a candidate. So again, man, if this has been weighing on your heart, if you've been praying about this, if this is something that you believe you've been given gifts to do, come talk to the leadership team. The deadline for that is December 2nd. December 9th, all of the candidates who put their name forward for consideration will give that list to the church so that we as a body can think through that and can consider those men and whether or not they do live up to the qualifications that we've been going through. This is something that the body is accountable for, to keep its leaders accountable to the scripture. So January 13th, Q&A session. January 27th, Q&A session. We'll have more info on what that looks like at the November 18th session, but that is exactly what it sounds like. The candidates will sit and answer questions, and you guys have a chance to ask those questions. And then February 10th will be our annual meeting. That'll be in the evening. Dinner will be provided. And as part of that, we'll be voting on pastor elder selection. So did everybody get a timeline? Anybody that did not? Okay. So what I would say is please be considering this process seriously. It's extremely important. We just read in the scripture, do not be hasty in the laying on of hands. As an additional resource, if any of you have a desire to go back and review any of the elder mini lessons, they are all available on the podcast. There's a link to that on our website. There's a link to that in the weekly newsletter. If any of you are really serious readers and you want to get into the guts and glory of it, Rick's printed out about 10 copies, I think, of a handbook out in the back. It's by Alexander Strauch, and it's called Biblical Eldership, and it's about 50 pages, and he walks through in detail what the Bible says about biblical eldership, and it was very helpful for us as a leadership team as we were considering this. So if you want to dig into the details, that's a great resource. If we run out, we can make that more of those available, but those are in the back of the room there. It's the giant stack of white paper. And then I would say, please make November 18th a priority. If you've put your heart and soul into this church, if the direction of this church matters for you, please be engaged in this process. Don't just let it pass by and just assume it's going to go well. Be a part of it. You're the church. This is important. And then finally, as this whole process plays out, please be praying for us as a church. Be praying for all the men who will put their names forward as candidates for this. And be praying that we have the wisdom that the Lord is leading us wisely in the selecting of this. So with that, I'll start that prayer. Let's pray. Lord God, you've given us a great opportunity, but also a great responsibility to select the men who meet the qualifications that you have laid out. So please, Lord, as we consider this idea of pastor eldership, this single office that you've put in place to lead your church, help us to wisely consider the right men to do that job. Help us as a church to be engaged and to be coming to before your throne in prayer for that. Help us to not be passive about it, but to seek your wisdom, to seek your glory in this. By our faithfulness to your scripture and your instructions, help us to worship you. We love you, Lord. Please be with us as this process goes out. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to audio from Foundation Life Bible Church, located in Greenwood, Indiana. Feel free to make copies of this message to give to others, but please do not charge for those copies or alter the content in any way without permission. For more information about Foundation Life Bible Church, please visit us online at www.foundationlbc.com.